My most memorable English language learning experience was when I was in junior high school. And at that time, there was a competition in the province level that needed participants from our school as well. So several students were gathered after a competition and trained for the competition in the province level. And we used to recite one piece of article every day, and then on the next day we have to recite it in front of everyone and also do some like practice sessions and answer questions like with each other. So since we already have a lot of homework and coursework every day at junior high, that is really like an adding to the already so heavy workload of us. But it was the time that I think I improved the most in oral and also academic English.
What's your most memorable English reading experience?
My most memorable English reading experience is when I am already in university and in my summer school, I took a philosophy course that is totally irrelevant of my major. And since it is a philosophy course, it requires a lot of philosophy readings. And when I do the business readings, which are related to my major, I tend to only look at, like, say, the first sentence of each paragraph to get the whole idea, and also the statistics within the paragraphs to form the arguments of my own article. But it doesn't work for a philosophy piece of work because philosophy articles are organized in a different way that the first sentence doesn't usually represent the idea of a whole paragraph, and the whole article is actually a thinking process of the author. So literally you have to read the whole paragraph and as to the whole article to get what the author is really talking about. So that is really different and is therefore my most memorable reading experience in English.
Do you read other English materials for entertainment?
Read? You mean like articles and those?
Like fictions, novels?
Seldomly. I prefer to read Chinese ones. If I read English, it's mostly for news or financial comments.
Most of your English reading is related to major.
Yeah, right. It's related, like, either in class, if it's out of class, then it's news or major related things.